Hello, Shiloh Points. This is Derek Hershey, principal. We are home for the mind, body, and spirit. Well, today I have a very special guest with me. This is the last podcast of the year, and I'm so excited to introduce to you Dr. Ben Jones, our new principal for next school year. Dr. Jones, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Well, Dr. Jones, I know you've done a lot of podcasts in your day.
Not true, but okay.
Okay, sounds good. Well, hey, we're pretty informal around here. Glad you're here. Dr. Jones and I have known each other for probably about 10 years now. We were hired as assistant principals right around the same time frame. So it's been a true honor to be able to get to work side by side with you during this transition. But I thought it would be a great idea to do a podcast so that everybody could learn a little bit more about you. So if you want to tell our audience out there a little bit about yourself, I'm sure they would love to learn a little bit more about you.
Absolutely. So I've been in education my entire life. I graduated from University of Georgia December of 2002, and in January of 2003, became a social studies teacher over in Greene County, Georgia, which is right outside of Athens in the Lake Oconee area. Taught there for about a year and a half, and my wife, Mary Page, and I got married, and we both were able to get jobs here in wonderful Forsyth County, and we have been here since 2004. And I taught at Liberty Middle School for about 7 years. I taught social studies and coached football. Became the graduation coach there for a couple of years, and then was lucky enough to go to Silver City Elementary School for 4 years. That's up in the north part of the county. And then transferred down to South Forsyth Middle School right around the corner here. And I've been there for 3 years, and now I am here at the wonderful Shiloh Point.
Wonderful. Well, I've heard that you coach football, mm-hmm. and are you, like me, you're an Ohio State fan, right?
That is incorrect. I'm a big Georgia Bulldogs fan. We go to most of the games on Saturdays in the fall. You can find me in Athens more than likely if there's a home game. If there is an away game, I'm in front of the television cheering on my Bulldogs.
All right. So for all of you that have been frustrated with Mr. Hershey pushing on Ohio State for, on everybody, that will now disappear. Well, hey, tell us a little bit about what are you most excited about coming to Shiloh Point next year?
Well, I'm most excited that, first of all, that I have, this honor. It is absolutely humbling to be able to be chosen to lead this wonderful school. It is a great place. It has been under some wonderful leadership these many years, and I look forward to continuing the great progress that this school, these students, and these teachers have made over the past 10 years, 12 years or so.
Yeah, and you're like a little local celebrity already. I walked down the hallway with you, and I think the kids are loving giving you high fives.
I think they think we're twins, so I think that's a lot of what happened there. So,
well, that's okay. Yeah. That's okay. That's good. Well, tell us one thing. It's funny as we kind of progress along our educational path here, our career. Different beliefs and philosophy become very important. And so what's one thing that you would love to share with our audience today about something that you really believe strongly in?
Well, I think it's been said many times, but I think it's worth saying many times more that relationships are the most important thing to happen in a school. I think it's important for administration from principal all the way down, all the way through, that everyone knows each other, that they care about each other. They work hard to know each other. My big thing is knowing people's names. I think it's important for me to know people's names. I want to know your names. I want to know students' names. I want to know all about you. I want to be able to call you by name. And I think that's important for everyone. That name recognition and being able to call someone by name is so important. But get to know who you are and what you are and what you do and what you're passionate about and what you love. And so we can talk about those kinds of things. But I think it always starts with relationships first. And if you have those relationships, everything else kind of takes care of itself.
You know, Dr. Bearden says this all the time. I think it's it's quite interesting. It's very true. Everybody understands the real estate world. In real estate, there's three things they say are very important: location, location, location. And in education, those three things are relationships, relationships, and relationships.
Yep.
So totally Absolutely. Agree with you. Well, as you've been named principal for several months now, and you've got to observe, you got to walk around the building, you've met with our staff, you've met with several parents, you've talked to a lot of students, a lot of our fifth graders as well. What are some changes or opportunities that you see? I know a lot of people are asking, mm-hmm. what is Dr. Jones going to be doing with Shiloh Point next year? Right. Talk through a little bit about some of those things that you have ideas on.
Well, from the very beginning, and I've been told my entire career that, I've heard that first year principal, their main job the very first year is to listen and observe. And so that's going to be my goal for this year. Already, though, the past few months that I've been able to come sporadically here and spend some time in this school, there are some great things happening here. And, my goal is to figure out what's my role in that progress? What's my role in that success? How can I support teachers and students in the community in continuing that success? So that's what I'll do my first year. And we'll continue to, make observations and listen. And I want everyone to come talk to me and share ideas with me. And we'll continue to tweak what we can. But this is just such a fantastic school. There is nothing broken here that needs to be fixed that I can see at this time.
Well, Dr. Jones, before we end our podcast, is there anything else that you would like to share with the Shiloh Point community before we head out?
Sure. Well, I'm just so excited to be here, and I'm so excited that I get to be at this wonderful school. I can't wait to meet more and more of you and introduce myself to you. And speaking of that, we plan on having sometime right before school gets back, I plan on having some type of event where you all just come and get together and see our Shiloh community and Shiloh friends. But I'll be there and look forward to meeting y'all at that time. And we can maybe have some ice cream and some fun and enjoy the nice weather there at the end of July, 1st of August.
Well, it has been a true pleasure to get to speak to you a little bit more. And I'm sure all of our parents and community members love to hear from you as well. To all of our Shiloh Point families, it has been a true honor to serve as your principal these last 4 years. And I always tell everybody who leaves, once a shark, always a shark. And it has truly been an honor to be a shark. So thank you for allowing me to be your principal at Shiloh Point here the last 4 years. We're going to continue to have an amazing last 2 weeks of school, and we look forward to it. Thanks again. Talk to you soon. Bye.